Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Today we are in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. And as we begin reading this first part of chapter 13, it introduces a collection of Jesus' teachings known as parables. The word parable comes from a Greek term that means to throw alongside. And Jesus often taught by means of parables, using images from everyday life alongside the lesson as a way of illustrating or clarifying his message. Today's reading is the parable of the sower, also known as the parable of the seeds or the parable of the four kinds of soil. And before we get to the word this morning, let's not forget that God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13 at verse 1. That same day Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside, where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it while the crowd stood on the shore. He used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seeds in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted, because the soil wasn't deep, but when the sun came up, it burned the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grains, others had 60, and others 30. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears." Then the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. For the person who has something will be given more so that he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing will have taken away even from him even the little that he has. The reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look but do not see, and they listen but they do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them. This people will listen and listen but not understand. They will look and look but not see, because their minds are dull, and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Otherwise, their eyes would see, their ears would hear, and their minds would understand, and they would turn to me, says God, and I would heal them. As for you, how fortunate you are. Your eyes see, and your ears hear. I assure you that many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not, and to hear what you hear, but they did not." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, where Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you." And brothers and sisters, many times you might hear me talk about a learner's spirit, a student spirit. And I know many people. My wife has the heart of a student. She's always learning. She is always desiring to learn new things. She will sit and listen to the Word of God being preached because she just soaks it all in. She has eyes that see and ears that that hear. But unfortunately, many of our churches are filled with people that they're there just fulfilling their obligation to go to church, and they will listen to the message, and maybe it's a great message. The pastor has carefully developed this message to open up God's truth to the people, but if they don't have a student's heart, a learning spirit, then they might say, "Oh, that was a good message, and you encouraged me," and all of that, but they won't be able to receive the depths of the things that God has for him, for them in his word. And so my encouragement to you is to seek to have a student's heart, a learner's spirit, so that your eyes are always looking for the good things of God. Your ears are always open to hear and to understand the promises of God's word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give me ears to listen to you. I confess that sometimes I may be like an exposed path or rocky ground or a thorn bush, but I want to be good soil. Plant the seed of your word in my heart. Teach me to nourish this seed through daily prayer and by studying the Holy Scriptures so that I grow in faith and bear fruit for your kingdom. Amen. Well, beloved, our time together this day has kind of come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be back in Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 18, where Jesus explains the parable of the sower. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.